Nahum chapter 3. Alas for the city of blood! All of it is full of deceit and violence. The predation does not stop. There will be the sound of the whip, and the sound of the rattling of a wheel, and of a prancing horse, and a jolting chariot. The horseman raises both a glaring sword and a glittering spear, and there are many casualties and an abundance of corpses, and there is no end to dead bodies. They stumble on their dead bodies. Because of the great extent of prostitution by the prostitute, and because the mistress of sorceries is in good favour, who sells nations through her prostitution, and families through her sorceries, behold, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts, and I will uncover your skirt in front of you, and I will show nations your nakedness, and kingdoms your shame. And I will cast abominations on you, and I will despise you, and I will make a spectacle of you. And it will come to pass that all who see you will flee from you, and will say, Nineveh has been laid waste. Who will console her? From where can I seek comforters for you? Are you better than Noamon, which is situated among the rivers, with water round about it, whose fortification is the sea, and whose wall consists of the sea? Ethiopia is your strength, as is Egypt, to which there is no end. Put and Libya were among your allies. It will duly go into exile, into captivity, and its children will be dashed to the ground at the head of all open spaces. And they will cast lots for its honoured men, and all its preeminent men will be bound in fetters. You too will become drunk, you will be hidden. You too will seek a stronghold away from your enemy. All your fortifications will be like fig trees with first fruits. If they are shaken, they fall to the mouth of the eater. Look, your people are women in your midst. The gates of your land are completely open to your enemies. Fire will consume your bars. Draw water for yourself ready for a siege. Strengthen your fortifications. Go to the mud and tread on the clay. Renovate the brick kiln. There fire will consume you. The sword will cut you off. It will consume you like the devouring locust. Abound like the devouring locust, abound like the swarming locust. You have increased your number of merchants more than the stars of heaven. The devouring locust will strip you and fly off. Your princes are like swarming locusts, and your generals are like teeming locusts, which settle in walled places on a cold day. But when the sun rises, they flee, and the place where they are is not known. Your shepherds slumber, O king of Assyria. Your dignitaries are at rest. Your people have been scattered to the mountains, and there is no one to gather them. There is no alleviation of your breakup. The blow on you is grievous. All who hear a report about you clap their hands over you. For over whom has your wickedness not passed continually?